You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and on your smart speakers. Presented by Progressive. Don't forget the Dollar Shave Club's six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that makes things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. It's NBA Draft Night. Coverage begins on ESPN Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern. But that means anytime we start talking about that stuff that there will be trade rumors. Before we get to those trade rumors, though, Bart, can I tell you a story? I just like telling Bart stories when we come back. Every time I hear the Han Solo thing, like, I don't think you understand. When you're a fat kid that plays the violin growing up, as I was, but you got, you know, like, dark hair, you always kind of identify with, like, Han Solo is my guy. Like, I didn't really care about Luke Skywalker. I cared about Han Solo, right? So I went, you know, when the newest trilogy came out, I was in Vegas, actually. I'd played a show. I went to the theater, and I'm sitting in a theater full of all of these Star Wars fanatics, myself included. It was the opening weekend. I'm watching this, and I watch as Han Solo meets his untimely demise, which I did not know was going to happen. I yelped. I let out a word that was not family-friendly, which made some of the parents around me look at me with evil, evil eyes. Then I bawled like a baby. So when I hear the voice, it's like, Han Solo, that's all I think about. It makes me, like, maybe we find a nicer, like, Han
lot
moment.
Lot of scar tissue there.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the new one dropping?
Yes. I mean, because it's a Disney product, I'm always excited for everything that we drop around Star Wars. I don't know. I think, you know, for me, I just appreciated the old ones when I was a kid. And so, like, now, you know, now I'm a casual watcher. I will not be a casual watcher of the NBA draft. And neither will you because, trade rumors? You never know. Draft night brings trades. And there are reports that your Pistons covet Sun Center DeAndre Ayton. Thoughts good, sir?
They're good. Listen, this team is coming. And I think Isaiah Stewart, you know, he plays well as a center, but he's not a true center. Like, he gives me that Jason Maxill type of vibe where he's a guy that's tough and scrappy. But Ayton would give them some rim protection, maybe some leadership. And clearly the Phoenix Suns don't believe that he's worth a max deal, which is what he's asking for. So they're going to deal him. But I wonder what that says about Chris Paul and what that says about this team and moving forward if they don't have the rim protection or the big man that they need. I mean, JaMale McGee, I mean, you can't go into a season with that. You know, so it's interesting, but it creates 43, you know, trading Jeremy Grant, you know, creates $43 million in salary cap space, which will allow them to get a big man, a superstar. I can't think of the last time the Pistons, outside of maybe Bob Lanier, ever had a big dominant bit man, because you think about guys like Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, these were all smaller guys. He's a legitimate 7-footer. Let's see, because this thing has been crazy. All you have to do is look at, you know, the Pistons. It's like 6 degrees of Pistons. Like, when you think about Dinwiddie, they used to have him. You think about Woods, had him. You think about, you know, all the good players at Brown. Like, all these scrappy players that they've had, but they haven't found a core. And, you know, Kellen Hayes hasn't worked out. You think about Kay Cunningham. I think he made a big push, I think, to be Rookie of the Year. They're trying to build something. And this is a proud organization with a proud history. When you think about it, right, you know, since 88, they've won 3 titles. And they had a period when they were dominant, when they had the core of Tayshaun Prince. You think about Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, and Ben Wallace. they were in the Eastern Conference Finals seemingly every year and pushing people to the limit, lost to the Spurs. People forget that when they won and beat the Shaq and Kobe in that finals and won it, they lost in the finals to the Spurs the following year. So they're trying to get back to prominence. Maybe Aiden could be one of those pieces, and we can start seeing this stuff come together.
I like how you said that they're coming when they finished 20 games back of the 8 seed. Not 20 games back of the 1 seed, yeah. 20 games back okay. of the 8 seed.
Golden State Warriors went from worst to first, right?
Okay. So you find me three Hall of Famers on that lineup, and you know, a dinner's on me, which is saying something because we all know I'm notoriously cheap. But I do think that the DeAndre Ayton point is a really important one here, because a year ago right now, we were looking at Phoenix and saying, oh, my God, look at this. They're set, right? Like, Ayton's going to get the max contract eventually. Booker's going to turn out to be the biggest star in the world. And Chris Paul can eventually start his decline and rise off the sunset. Everything will be fine for Phoenix. And what do we see? Now, it was a great season for them in a lot of ways, but they didn't get that championship this year. And now they aren't sold on DeAndre Ayton. We've seen that a lot over the course of the season. So the conversation around the Suns feels so different today, because while the rest of the West is constantly improving, I feel like everybody's looking at the Suns as sort of like just floating in the wind. Like, there's not a real direction of what they're trying to accomplish. So if Ayton isn't part of their plans, who is, and how are they going to make themselves one of the best teams in the West? I think it's very complicated for them.
I think maybe they're conceding that maybe they realize that, hey, with Murray coming back, they won't be better than Denver. With the Golden State Warriors and their young nucleus, they won't be better. With Memphis getting better, they won't be better. So do they take a guy like CP3 and cash that chip in and maybe send him somewhere and eat a contract? Would they eat a contract like a guy like Westbrook? Would they eat a contract so that they can get Chris Paul and get assets for future assets to build this team and say, hey, listen, we got to take a step back? I can't think of the last team that kind of took a step back and then reset. Oh, maybe it's the Boston Celtics, right? They had Kyrie Irving. They went for it, took a step back, lost Al Horford, lost Kyrie Irving, came back, brought Horford back, and look where they at today. Yeah. So sometimes you got to take a step back to take a step forward.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though. I mean, for every example of that working, it feels like once you take that step back, you are, especially in a market like Phoenix, you're taking a chance that you are going to become, as we said earlier today, irrelevant, right?
Like, okay, if they get rid of Aiden's salary, right, or potentially what his salary is going to be, and they trade it in Chris Paul, you don't think future superstars would want to play with, you know, Bridges and play with
Booker?
Devin Booker?
Yeah,
I think he's proven that he's a legitimate superstar.
Yeah,
so maybe you can attract some younger, liver legs. CP3 is old as hell, man. Like, his back about to fall out. Like, I don't know who looks older, him or Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry got that Nicki Minaj ass, like I talk about. Like, they're stuck with him out there, too, because ain't nobody traded for him, man. He looked like he's got two uniforms.
But you're right that people may want to play with Booker, but I would counter that and say, are we sure that Booker wants to stick around a Phoenix team that takes a step back? I mean, in the modern NBA culture, Booker could go anywhere, right? Like, he could go in and be like, I don't want to do this. I want to be somewhere else. Now, okay, there's not a lot of cap space right now, so that makes things more difficult.
It's the same thing that's going on in Utah. We've been consistent. We've been winning. But we don't have a good enough team to really win it, right? Luka's coming eventually, right? Luka and that squad is coming, right? Because this was just a glimpse of what's the future to come when they figure that out and get another star with him. So you have to realize, like, yeah, we're good and we can always be in the mix and we'll win the regular season, but we're just not equipped to win the big game. And sometimes that's hard and it takes self-scouting. And I think maybe they're there. They thought that last year and this year were their best opportunity, and they fell flat on their face and, oh, my God, Golden State is back and they're young. Because they're going to have Wiseman back next year. So they're going to lose Looney. They'll have a guy like Wiseman that can replace him. They have a replacement in Poole, not to be better than Curry, but they got a guy there that can be that Curry-type player in the future. That's why I think Kenny Atkins decided to tell Charlotte that I'm good, because he knows in 2 years, what else will Steve Kerr have to prove? As like, you know, you look in 2 years, Steph will be 36. He might say, you know what, I got 5 titles, I'm good. I'm about to go hang with the babies and let Aisha cook. You know what I mean? So then what happens is, you know, Kerr's not going to stay around. And then you have a team, somebody that can replace him. And you got a guy like Kuminga that can be Wiggins 2.0. You got Moody that can be Clay, right? So they've set themselves up tremendously. But they had to take a step back because they had injuries for 2 years.
Yeah, we also look at the rest of the West and teams like Memphis that I think are on such a meteoric rise. It's going to be hard to compete in the West for so many teams, and that makes things complicated. By the way, we want you guys to chime in. What's your dream scenario, especially Knicks fans? Knicks fans are always fired up about everything. I know that Knicks fans believe that everybody wants to go play for the Knicks, which I don't believe. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But the Knicks sit in one of the weird positions that we're talking about a lot going into the draft tonight, because we thought that the Knicks were going to be a team that over the course of time would start to take these little steps forward. That hasn't worked. They sit with the 11th pick in the draft. So what do you want, Knicks fans? Do you want to move up? Do you want to stay where you are? Do you want to trade it for assets? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I think that's all part, an important part of the conversation we'll continue to analyze. And don't forget, the coverage of the NBA draft night begins on ESPN Radio starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're going to get you more on the draft. The Kings currently have the number 4 pick, but will another team move up to take it? We'll figure that out. But first, Bart's going to tell you this about Vivid Seats.
The 2022 baseball season is in full swing. You can be there to catch all the action live with Vivid Seats. Get out to the park, the ballpark, and experience every home run, every wet gym, every walk-off. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can start earning free tickets from your very first purchase. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. That's like getting 10% back on every ticket. From the box seats to the bleachers, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at a great price all summer long. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life. And this show happens live.
All that music makes me so happy. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Bart Scott, I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Alan Hahn. You can check Hahn out tonight as part of our draft coverage. It is the NBA draft, and I'm wondering, in a world where there hasn't necessarily been consensus for so many draft boards, if it will be much like we saw in the NFL draft this year. We saw a record number of trades in the first round of the draft, because when there is not consensus, so often it comes down to the argument of your favorite flavor of ice cream, right? Like, you walk into the store, everybody has a different flavor that they're infatuated with. Suddenly you have a bunch of movement with people trying to go up. Bart Scott, does Bart Scott have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
I do, but man, with your scenario, with your analogy, let's talk about, let's just get some Neapolitan. Let's just get something for everybody, right? What player represents a little something that can appeal everybody? But my favorite is it's not this Ben and Jerry stuff, man, that when they put like the chocolate in it. I like vanilla cherry and black cherry.
Oh okay.
And the best flavor with that, I've been to one place that made their own, and they used cherry Coca-Cola, which made the vanilla look purple, and then they put the fresh cherries inside. Tastes so good, make you want to smack your mama.
Yeah, that sounds delightful. When you're eating the Neapolitan, which flavor do you eat first? Because nobody should eat them all at once.
I eat strawberry.
You eat strawberry first?
Yeah, I'm not a big chocolate guy. I like to go for the best first.
I do the opposite. I save the best for last. I finish with the strawberry. Like, I want to eat all of the garbage and get to the best part. And, like, the Neapolitan chocolate's never really good chocolate ice cream. So I'll go chocolate, vanilla, and then I save the strawberry for last, and I can save it.
So you're a guy that likes to, like, wrap up. I'm a guy that likes to wrap down. Like, I like to start off, like, when I go to the gym, I put the heaviest weight on first, and then I end up with the lightweight for reps and for speed.
Yeah, when I go to the gym, I find the pink-coated weights, and I look for the 2.5s, and I see what I can press up there.
Like, now, I'm looking for the 8. Like, man, ain't no 8s in here. We start at 20, punk.
I mean, that is the absolute worst. You guys are chiming in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What do you guys want in the draft? We'll take some of your calls now. I think we've got – it's Cullum. I think Cullum in the Bronx. What do you want for the Knicks, man?
What's up, Jason, Bartholomew? How we doing?
We're great.
Kuda Matata.
All right, so the true dream scenario for the New York Knicks is, one, that they can actually develop the players that are currently on the roster, and every year they got the 7th pick, the 8th pick, the 11th pick, or whatever it is, draft somebody in that position that's actually the right guy. You know, we draft Frank Ntilikina, and Donovan Mitchell was was two picks later. You draft Obi Toppin. I love Obi Toppin, but the point guard who got traded to the Pacers was there, and that would have been that Halliburton would have been the best option. Them finally picking the guy that in 3 years later we say, oh, that was the guy they should have taken. It finally works out for them. That's the dream scenario for the Knicks. I would like them to move up for Ivy, but you know they're going to have to give up stuff for that. The dream scenario is let it finally develop. RJ become an all-star. Somebody else become an all-star. Somebody else develop into a good player. Let's just do this right finally for some for the last 25 years of me being a fan.
Oh, Cullum, thanks for the call, man. I love the fire. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keep them coming. We'll get more of your calls worked in here. I agree with him, too. Like, just, you know, let it simmer like a good soup.
But it never works. It never works out for him that way,
well,
right?
I mean, we can try, at
That's
least.
That's because they got that Fournier money. They don't even got money because they signed Evan Fournier.
Bart's going to be – Bart's Debbie Downer over there. I'm going to be poly-positive. Let's bring in Brian Windhorst. I am positive Wendy will have some good insight for us. ESPN NBA insider. So we were just talking about the Knicks draft plan. Wendy, any idea what the latest is on what the Knicks are looking at?
Well, Polly, they would. I think the Knicks would love to move up to try to get Jaden Ivey at number four. The latest intel I have, and look, when it comes to draft stuff, I'm always careful because it's constantly changing. But I'll just tell you the latest intel I have is that Sacramento intends to keep that pick. And I would be stunned if they don't take Jaden Ivey at that pick. It doesn't fit with where their team is right now, and the Kings are known for making bizarre decisions on draft night. I present you taking Marvin Bagley ahead of Luka Doncic. But I would be stunned if they didn't take him, even if it creates a logjam in their backcourt. If that happens, it wouldn't surprise me if the Knicks keep an eye on what offers they get. Now, I'm going to point two things out. One, each of the last 2 years since Leon Rose has been there, they have traded first-round picks. They have moved around in the first round to pick up extra picks. And from what I am told, there's a bunch of teams behind the Knicks who are interested in getting into 11. The Cleveland Cavs at 14, the Memphis Grizzlies who have two picks in the 20s, the Denver Nuggets who have two picks in the 20s. Are interested in jumping ahead of the Thunder at 12. The Knicks might end up with a pick that's relatively valuable, and if they like a couple of guys as opposed to being in love with one guy there, I mean, this is one of those things that probably wouldn't get done until you're maybe on the clock. It wouldn't stun me if the Knicks go back. I would say this. They've been attached to Malcolm Brogdon, and I absolutely think that they've had conversations with the Pacers about it. I do not think they are interested in trading the number 11 pick for Malcolm Brogdon. If for no other reason, then they don't want to close the door on Jalen Brunson, the free agent of the Dallas Mavericks. That's the guy they'd love to get in free agency. I would wager right now that he stays in Dallas, but he's an unrestricted free agent, and the Knicks just hired his father. Leon Rose has like held him as a baby, has known him his whole life, and I think they got a chance at least getting a meeting. So I don't think they want to close the door on their point guard position until they've explored that. So I would be surprised. Brogdon might get traded tonight, but I don't know if it'll be to the Knicks.
Hey, man, a quote, get rich or die trying, love will get you killed. You know what I mean? You know, I understand the infatuation with Brunson, but I just – you know, I don't know what the fit is as far as him is from a defensive perspective. I think they should just go young and maybe try and maybe sell the farm for Jaden Ivey. I just don't understand, Wendy, how Sacramento can explain taking Ivey when they just let Halliburton go. It's like creating the same scenarios. He's that much different type of player than what that Ivey is, or is this really about what Brown wants to do and his vision of the team?
You know, Bart, I can't defend the Kings' decision-making for the last 15 years. I think here's the reality. When you are drafting four, you've got to take the best player available. You just can't afford to draft fit at four. That's how you end up drafting a Bagley, no offense to him, and watch a guy potentially going to be a Hall of Famer get drafted behind you. In that top five range, you've got to draft the best player. And with all due respect to Keegan Murray from Iowa, who absolutely would be a better fit for the Kings roster right now than Ivy would be, there is not a comparison to the two. Ivy is a better prospect. And so the basketball people that I talk to, like the talent evaluators, are like, there's no way the Kings cannot take Ivy if they stay there. And look, I don't know what the Knicks have offered for four. I don't know what they might offer on the clock tonight. I don't know what the. I don't even have a good feel what the Kings are asking for it. I just know that the last I heard, the expectation is that the Kings are going to keep it, and the smart money is on them taking the best player there, which is Ivy.
So could they be able to digest that if they maybe take Ivy and then trade him for, you know, maybe somebody takes, you know, Keegan Murray later at 11 and they get, you know, Murray and some other assets?
I don't think Murray is going to last more than another pick or two after he gets taken. I mean,
oh, I like that.
Back
thank
in
you.
Like the for Detroit, back in you. Like the 80s and 90s, it was not unheard of for a team to draft a player that they didn't necessarily want and then raffle him off, take bids even over the course of days. That doesn't really happen anymore. A lot of stuff gets done usually beforehand. Everything moves faster. But it wouldn't be unheard of for them to take him. The other thing they could do is they could draft him, bring him to Summer League, take a good look at him, and then decide, well, maybe we should trade De'Aaron Fox. Maybe we should trade Davion Mitchell. Last year, they were in the same situation when they drafted Davion Mitchell. They loved him in Summer League, and they came up with this plan to play three guards together. Guess what happened? The coach got fired, and they traded Halliburton in midseason. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, that it may not work out, and I agree. But I also think you've got to take the most talented player. And if you have a problem with the logjam, you deal with it at least having gotten the most talented player.
Wendy, before we let you go, there's been some buzz, obviously, about DeAndre Ayton being shipped out of Phoenix. We were just talking about that a minute ago. Any chance you think there's movement on that tonight?
No, he's a free agent. They can't trade him. So there won't be any DeAndre Ayton action tonight. I do think the Pistons opening up extra cap space, you know, the deal that the Pistons elected to do with Jeremy Grant, which was to get a first-round pick 3 years from now, but also open cap space. They didn't take any players for him. That sort of opened some eyes in Phoenix, like, oh man, they got almost $50 million in space now that they can maneuver. I think the real issue is this: there are certain teams in this league, and I think Phoenix is one of them, that just doesn't believe there's too many max level centers. They think Joel Embiid's a max center, Nikola Jokic is a max center, Rudy Gobert because of his defense may be a max center, but after that, it's kind of hard. And so you got Ayton out there looking for the max. When you look at a guy like Jared Allen, who was an all-star last year and very productive for Cleveland, who makes $20 million a year, they're like, well, maybe we'll pay him. Maybe we'll pay a really good but not great center $20 million, but we don't want to pay him $35 million. And that's a position that I don't necessarily disagree with if you're Phoenix. If you look at – there's some really good centers out there making $20, $22 million. But if Ayton can get $35 million from a team like the Pistons, it's his right to wait for it. So I think this is restricted free agency. They have match rights, and what they're saying is, DeAndre, bring us an offer and we'll consider it. I think that's probably where we're headed.
Wendy, as always, we appreciate your time, especially on a wild day. Enjoy the draft, and thanks as always, my friend.
Enjoy it, Polly.
Never going to live that one down. You know, and I think rightfully I have that coming. We're going to keep taking your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You guys can chime in. What is it that you want? Knicks fans, what do you want out of this draft? How do you want it to go? NBA fans, what are you hoping for? We'll let you guys take this over. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Oh, yeah, we got the sweet, sweet moves on Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and, of course, on your smart speakers. I'm Jason Fitz in for Alan Han, hanging out with Bart Scott. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. You guys have lit up the line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It started out asking Knicks fans, what do you want out of the draft? But really, we'll take any NBA fan. What is it that you're hoping for out of the draft? 888-729-3776. Bart, you ready to take some of these? You feel good?
Hammer time. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Why hammer time? Do you like you wearing the Zubaz pants or something? Like
Well, they're actually coming back. Rick Owens ain't doing no, but still the flared pants from MC Hammer. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't mean they're coming back. Let's have a little bit of common sense with fashion, Bart. You'd regret it if you didn't. Dennis in New York. Dennis, thanks for calling the show. What you want out of the Knicks?
I want Knicks fans to stop being so credulous. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Listen, so we just heard Windhorst, right? Talked about how we're not going to get Jaden Ivey. So let's move on. The next thing, what they want is, oh, let's go for Jalen Brunson. Let's go for Malcolm Brogdon. But let's just break down the numbers real quick. In the last 20 games of the season, regular season, Emmanuel quickly proved to be an excellent point guard. And now we're so quick to jump ship, right? As Knicks fans, we're so quick to jump ship. But, you know, look across the league. Look at these teams that just played in the NBA playoffs, the Final Four at least. Look at how they built through the draft. I'm so sick of looking to jump ship on guys who have proven to be developing. I mean, at year two, Jalen Brunson's averaged 8.5 points a game. Over the last 20 games of the season, you got quickly, he was averaging 16.5 points a game, over 5 rebounds, almost 3 pointers a game. I mean, I want to ride this out. There's a lot of talent in the middle of the draft. You got AJ Griffin, Johnny Davis, the Malachi kid from Ohio State. There's a lot of talent. I think we should continue to take a chill pill and see what happens.
The problem is you accelerate the process when you pay Julius Randle. You start paying people. Like, they used to have all this salary cap space, Fournier, maybe they can get out of there. I think Cam Reddish deserves a chance to prove that he can be a superstar. Maybe R.J. Barrett can help him mature a little bit. And maybe, just maybe, they're hoping that maybe Zion to be there 5 years from now as he becomes like the latest or the last disgruntled star that wants out. But you talk about, you know, the Knicks are always picking around 7th, 3rd, and they miss on every single pick. When is the last time the Knicks got someone like, man, yo, this dude came out of nowhere? It might be quickly, right? But it's too often they miss and they don't get an impact player. And really, do you want to rest the responsibility on quickly being your starting point guard? You have to try and make it, you know, take some shots and get somebody that has a higher pedigree. You have one.
But the only counter that I would say to that is there's nobody in this year's draft that's going to make you better than the top 7 teams in the East right now. Like, there's nobody they're going to acquire tonight that are going to make them better than the Nets, Bulls, Raptors, 76ers, Bucks, Celtics, or Heat, right?
Well, what you're looking for somebody that could be like part of that core, right? You know, R.J. Barrett is the only one that you really have that's that core. Mitchell Robinson is going to be a free agent. He may be leaving. You got to figure out who's going to be in your core. Who's the core? Julius Randle can't be the core. Like, he's the transition. He's the bridge from, like, you know, the start, right? Okay, he's going to move on, and he's going to hopefully teach somebody else how. I don't know where this team is going. I don't understand where they're going. Kemba Walker, I understand that, you know, he was a short-term play. You hope that he could stay healthy. That didn't work out. Fournier didn't turn out to be the player that he was supposed to be. So the Knicks are just kind of stuck all the time in the middle. And to the other players, they just don't look cool. Donovan Mitchell's available, but he's probably going to go to Miami, right? You know what I'm saying? They can never land the big fish. Last time they landed one of Stoudemire, it was because the team that he played for, you know, in the Phoenix Suns, wouldn't pass him on a physical. Like, they never get lucky. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Always better to be lucky than good. I live by that mantra. Let's squeeze one more in here. Dave in Jersey. Dave, what you got? Thanks for calling the show. Dave, we got you?
Come on, Dave. We just depend on
you. Know what? We went for Dave twice. We gave Dave two shots at it.
Damn it, David.
Dave, you let America down. Justin in Queens. Let's try Justin. See if we can get Justin. Justin, we got you?
Hey. Yeah, of course, you got me.
All right, what's going on?
Listen, I couldn't disagree with that last caller more. First of all, quickly, they're talking about the last however many games. Obviously, Thibodeau didn't trust him at winning time. Here's what the Knicks need, right? The Knicks need a veteran point guard. I want Jalen Brunson. Why? You look at when Luka was out in the first round against Utah. Brunson balled out. I think he was averaging close to 28 points a game. He showed you that he's not scared. He shows you that he can coexist with Luka. He shows you that he can shoot. And for the love of God, he can make his free throws. I don't want to trade up and have to package Grimes or some of these other players that the Knicks have picked to try to take a chance on a guy that really nobody can really tell you is going to be the guy going forward. He had a couple of nice games in the tournament, but you don't really know. Bart, to your point, the Knicks haven't really gotten the impact guy, but what they have done is developed the pieces that they got. You saw Grimes develop. We've developed Mitchell Robinson. You saw Obi come on, and we're seeing Barrett about to be an all-star next year. So I think the missing piece is Brunson, because if you go back and look over the course of the last season, the Knicks lost at least 7 to 10 games because they didn't have a point guard at one time. I think Brunson is the guy.
I love the call. I love the passion on it. And we've talked a lot about the need for a point guard that can get it done, Bart. But I'll say this. Like, the best analogy I can make for the Knicks right now is, like, in my mind, the Knicks aren't fat. They're obese. Like, they're morbidly obese, right? And when you're morbidly obese, you look around and you're like, hey, I'm not going to lose all this overnight. I'm just going to lose a little of this at a time. And that's the process that they're on. So today, I'd be patient knowing that we're on a process. Like, nothing's going to make them the best team in the East next year. So just continue working your I know trust the process is such a triggering thing for people to hear now, but, like, I think that's where the Knicks are. Like, if you're hot on the best player available, cool. If you're not, then just wait it out.
But they have to take a big swing. I'm not saying a stupid swing. I'm saying a big swing. You know, they got to choke up on the bat and take a big swing, and a big swing can be Ivy. And it depends. You don't want to see them getting missed out because they won't give up future number one picks. Listen, forget them. I don't care what sport it is. Forget them picks.
That's the Rams mentality Bart's got bringing in there. We'll keep your calls coming in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Don't forget, the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Emmanuel Nunez go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. You guys want to take over? You guys want to talk about it? We're going to let you keep doing it. We'll take more of your calls on what you want out of the NBA draft. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Jason Fitz filling in with Hahn, hanging out with Bart Scott.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
What do you want for your team in the draft? Let's take some calls. Victor in Queens. Victor, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Thanks for having me, guys. So this is my opinion with this. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. I'm 45 years old. I've lived in the city my entire life. And one of the biggest problems that I feel the Knicks has is they always run from their potential. So they'll have somebody like Quickley who's been putting up 11 points for his career. 11 points, close to 3 assists a game. Why would I trade him away instead of fully developing him before I go get an Ivy or Jalen Brunson? I don't need Jalen Brunson. I can develop this young talent here. Jalen, Maxey and Quickley are pretty much the same player with more playing time. You look at Quickley's numbers compared to Maxey's with the playing time, you're going to get that kind of output from Quickley if you play him. It's just that we have an old school coach that doesn't believe in youth to that extent. So that's where I stand. I don't think we need to trade down or trade up to get Ivy. I think we need to go in another direction and develop quickly.
Victor, thanks for the call. Bart, you buying?
I can buy a little bit, but you always got to have insurance, right? You want to get the veteran in Brunson, and Quickley can learn, and then they can compete, right? And you love Quickley. I love Quickley coming off the bench, especially when he comes off with Derrick Rose, give you that spark. You know, you're in a part now where guys, you know, because they're not conditioned to be able to play with the load management, it's going to be games, you know, it might be 35 games that you ask Quickley to start. Right? Because you're giving somebody a rest or load management or somebody gets dinged or hurt. And, you know, you're going to rely on him, right? Just look at all what Poole has done and become, right? It's about learning and being developed, but you still can't sacrifice the wins and losses as you're developing somebody, right? So you let him come off the bench, and then you go from there.
And you still need a transcendent player at some point. Like, that's the other part of it. Like, I use the Grizzlies as an example a lot because I've done a lot of work around Memphis. And when you start looking at that roster, they had a lot of young guys that looked like they might be good, maybe pretty good. They might be developing. Then they got Ja. And once you got Ja, all of a sudden everything settled down for the entire organization, and now they're seen differently. So, you know, I think that has to be seen as part of this conversation too. Like, to your point, maybe you're right. Like, maybe you have to have the foundational pieces that you want to use as building blocks, but then you still every once in a while are going to have to go in and you're going to have to take that big, big, big swing to try and get yourself a job. You're going to have to try and get you got to have a superstar to win. Like, we could talk about whether you need one, two, or three, whether you got to draft them, whether you got to get them in free agency, but you have to have a superstar to win a championship in the NBA, right?
You have to, unless you're the Pistons and you just got a bunch of good guys.
Oh, my God. This Pistons thing. Like, we got
Rip Hamilton.
Oh, my
Tayshaun
God.
Prince.
Somebody save me. Somebody somewhere save me from all of this Pistons love. Spartan Hunt on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and, of course, on your smart speakers. Bart Scott, Jason Fitz hanging out with you, presented by Progressive Insurance, talking about the NBA draft. Why? Because Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren. Find out where they go in this year's NBA draft presented by Credit Karma. Coverage begins tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and the ESPN app. It's a night of positivity and rebirth for franchises everywhere as they are going to be convinced they're going to get their guy. And that's why we love talking to you guys about what you want. And so you guys are chiming in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I can't not believe, Bart, I'm about to say this phrase. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We're going to go to Kyle in Connecticut that's a Magic fan. Like, I don't know how that happens, but Kyle,
he goes to Disney World a lot.
That would make sense. Kyle, what you got, man? Thanks for calling the show, and congratulations on having the first pick in the draft. Let's go.
Hey, let's go. Good to see you, gentlemen. We're heading in right now. We've got a sign that says, anyone but Chet. Too many question marks on Chet. I just, you know, as the number one pick, we need a guy. Personally, I'm Paolo. I'm rolling in with my cousin,
Jason, he's on the Jabari Smith train, but either of those two guys will be happy. I love to have a score. And one thing about the Knicks, because I am in Connecticut, so I hear y'all talking about the Knicks a lot. It feels like there's a similarity. I'm not going to presume to make a similarity in the markets between Orlando and New York, but y'all seem like we were a couple years ago, and I hear everyone chiming in and saying you got to develop the young talent. But at a certain point, are these guys the guys that are going to get you over the top, yeah, or are you going to be struggling in the mid-card? I wouldn't, you know, that's what we were doing. We were Aaron just Gordon. Getting into the playoffs, and you have to make a tough decision soon about, you know, maybe trading some of these guys and blowing it up. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you guys figured out that you couldn't get it. Aaron Gordon had to go. Some of these young players have to go. Mo Bamba has to go. And you want to start over. Sometimes it's okay to admit that you made a mistake and just start over. Quit doubling. Too often we double down on mistakes. And sometimes your first inclination, your first feeling is usually the right one.
Well, and it's hard. That's easier said than
Julius
done.
Julius Randle, damn, we messed up.
When you start admitting those mistakes, you're also starting to admit that people are getting fired more often than not in sports. That's just a reality, right? So that
well,
is
better. Some get fired than all of us. Yeah. I ain't gonna keep doubling down with you. I ain't going down. This ain't the Titanic.
Speaking of going down, I think I'm gonna go down on this one because now I'm gonna get ganged up on. Let's go to Rodney in Michigan. Rodney, what you got? Thanks for calling the show.
How y'all doing? I just had to call in. I was listening yesterday. I wasn't able to get on. But, you know, living in Michigan, you know, there was a little bit of Michigan bashing yesterday talking about Detroit.
The disrespect.
And specifically Matthew Stafford when he left and went to L.A. and won that Super Bowl. And it's just a really weird thing that's going on here, you know, with all the Stafford love, people that love him. But, you know, it's just, it can be hard for places like Detroit where it's perceived as a place where no one wants to go. But Michigan's not all that bad, and that's all I want to say.
All so, that bad? You know, it ain't bad at all. It ain't no Ronnie, bad to it.
It ain't bad at all. I needed you yesterday, Bart. It's not bad at all.
Nah, so, I'm always here, baby, for that, man. Nah. Listen, it's a proud tradition, and it's a team, and it's a city that supports you, whether you think about Michigan State. You think about the Lions. The fact that the Lions have got the support that they've gotten, even though they haven't been a winning organization, they still fill up. They still come out and support. And eventually, the Lions, they're going to bite enough Achilles and calves and hamstrings to be able to get back out of the basement within that division. And they already got a top five offensive line. When you start building the foundation, the rest shall follow.
By the way, I happen to love the state of Michigan. It's beautiful up there, a lot of great things. I'm just saying, you know, it's still Detroit. And besides, it's fun to pick on Bart because
no, it's Michigan. You know, it ain't just Detroit. Yeah, even though I'm all 3 1/3. You better not let Jalen hear you walking around there hit you with that two piece. What
scared,
up, though?
I ain't scared of Jalen. If I'm not scared of Bart Scott, I'm certainly not scared of Jalen. Although
you may not know this. Jalen walks around. He's an OG, like Judge Mathis, you know what I'm saying, from Detroit. Shout out Judge Mathis. He got that blade in his afro. Don't let him fool you.
No, yeah, there's no doubt. Like, I mean, Jalen, I don't know who's scary.
That's all you're going to hear.
Like, Jalen or Jacoby, because, like, Jacoby seems like he'd be, like, the sneaky guy you don't expect
yeah,
it.
He's like Remy off Higher Learning.
Yeah. Oh, let's get into James in Jersey. James, what you got? Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Next year, it'll be 50 years since we won a championship. We won because we had a franchise point guard, and we had a franchise center. We have done everything but built that. We went with Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston, didn't work. With Oakley and Ewing, it didn't work. If we swing and miss on not getting Jaden Ivey, and then we lose Mitchell Robinson to free agency, we're just going to set ourselves back years again. And I'm just pleading as a Knicks fan with everything, you know, everything. Just don't, like, now is the time, you know.
Well, and I love it. James, thanks for the call, patient, man. But, like, I'll say this, though, quickly. Remember, it takes two to tango on a trade. Like, just the concept that Ivy is going to be available for trade speaks to the thought that means that, you know, anybody's going to be willing to give up on him. And so we need to remember a little bit of that portion of it. Bart Scott, it has been a blast. I cannot wait to do it again tomorrow, but you're going to have to buy me dinner if you want to rub these smooth, smooth arms. Kenny and Carlin coming up next on ESPN Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.